Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with one of my favorite people in the United States Congress. And trust me, I know a lot of them. But he's right at the top of the list because he speaks from the heart. He speaks truth. Peter Welch, let me start with immigration. I promised we'd go there this time. Everybody talks immigration. But I have a question for you based on your listening to the American people, listening to the people of Vermont, where you're the only congressman. Do they really care about immigration as a major issue?
I think they do. And I think some of it's for a variety of different reasons. Number one, it's in the news all of the time. And you have a lot of people who are concerned about it because they're really heartbroken about what some of the tragedies are that we're seeing along the border. I mean, that photograph of the father and the daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande is incredibly gripping for all of us, really. There's a lot of concern about the fact that the conditions there are just along the border for people who are taken into custody are really rugged. And then there's folks who are concerned here in Vermont because we have farm workers who are from Mexico. And are they undocumented or not? There was a recent roundup in Newport, Vermont, and there are sectors of our economy that actually do depend on immigrant labor, and agriculture is one, tourism is another, and a lot of concern about having legal immigration so that we can have the workforce assistance that we need. And then, of course, with President Trump, there's always the political issue that I think he whips up more than anyone else, of this perception that he tries to create that everybody coming to the border is a rapist, a criminal, and trying to steal your job. And that creates some anxiety among people north of the border. So it is a big issue, partly because of local economic concerns, partly humanitarian concerns, and then partly just the political turmoil that I think the president keeps mobilizing.
But Peter Welch, he has obviously the conviction that this is his issue, that people are concerned about immigration, that they hate it, that he's going to ride it to victory in 2020. And yet the Democrats don't seem to feel that at all. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, I am concerned about dealing with immigration because we've got a humanitarian crisis on the border. I mean, right. Alan, last month, 140,000 people came up here, 85,000 family members and 14,000 children. And why is that? You know, it's because there is a meltdown in governance and the economy and in safety in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. And that's a real challenge for our country because people are coming here seeking asylum. And how do we address that? We've got to do the best we can to do it in a humanitarian way. We should have, obviously, safe and secure circumstances for people who then become in our custody. You know, 7 children have died in our custody in the last year, and in the 10 years before, that never happened. So it's a real challenge. And how do we deal with that? We've got to have the resources at the border to deal with this. With respect to providing medical attention and the facilities that people need. But we also have to be really working, I think, with El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala to try to improve conditions there so that folks who live there, who are like us in many ways, they want to stay where they live. And they've got to have that option. And when I went down to the border and met with some women who made this incredibly perilous journey, it was because of their desperation for the safety of their son or daughter. That's what it was. So bottom line here, there's got to be part of our policy and a significant part that tries to restore governance and economic opportunity in that region of Central America.
So immigration, Trump thinks, works for him. The Democrats, like you, are concerned about small things like what conditions exist in Salvador and these other places. In the end, isn't it about elections?
Well, I think you're right that President Trump clearly sees the immigration issue as a political winner for him. He always returns to that. He does it over and over again. Frankly, I think that's pretty cynical. because there's real duty and responsibility that the president has more than anyone else to try to accommodate the legitimate asylum claims that people have, but also to have policies that get to the root cause. I mean, the president does poison the well here when he describes everybody who's making this incredibly perilous journey, threatening their life, losing their life in many cases, as people who are rapists, who are criminals, who are gang members. And if that's who he characterizes them to be, you can understand how it is, ends up that they get treated in such bad ways. And that's on the president, because he's the one who's given definition to this.
You bet.
And I find it very disturbing that he so vilifies desperate people, oftentimes women, oftentimes children, who are just trying to live another day.
Let's talk a little bit about health care. We haven't got that much time in this segment, but I want to talk to you. Obviously, the House was flipped. And largely, I believe, it was anti-Trump, but it was also on the back of health care. So where do we go from here?
Well, two things. Number one, I think you're right that in the last election, our members who won were not talking about Trump. They were talking about pocketbook issues. And that, by the way, is what I think we need to continue doing. We can never escape Trump, you know, the master of the shiny object and constantly changing it. But our focus has to be on bread and butter issues that are going to make a difference at the end of the day for the people we represent. Second, on health care, the big issue is cost. And the most vivid example of that is runaway cost for prescription drugs. And I think where we have to focus is on trying to bring down the cost of health care, because that's the key to continuing to allow people to have access to health care. And we make some progress on prescription drug prices. That's an area where President Trump, as candidate Trump and now as president, is saying he wants to make progress. And we have made some progress. We passed a couple of bills that I sponsored in the House to end the so-called pay-for-delay, where the big pharma companies pay off a generic company if they don't bring to market their much cheaper and just as effective version. And then second, all these patent thickets that the pharma companies make to try to delay generics from coming onto the market. So there's a cut, and those are done, by the way, with support of Republicans and Democrats. So that's an area where I hope that we'll make progress, particularly on the question of price negotiation and bringing the prices down, something that President Trump told me he supports.
Okay, but very quickly, because we don't have that much time, but in the debates, the Democratic debates, there's some division as to whether there ought to be Medicare for all or whether there be or universal health care, whatever those differences are. Where are you?
Well, I'm for having universal health care, and how we get there, many countries have done it different ways. But the bottom line, we should have a Medicare for all type of system where you, whether you change your job, you lose your job, whether you're high income or low income, you're going to have security that the health care that you need, you'll get. And there's a number of different ways other countries have done it. We're really one of the few countries in the industrialized world where we don't have access to health care, much like we have access to primary education and secondary education. So I'm supportive of Medicare for all, but bottom line, my goal is access. And in order to achieve access, you've got to get affordability.
Well, Trump keeps saying that he has a better plan than that, but we have never seen that better plan. Never. What do you make of that?
It's good for people to think about where's the plan, because you know when he became president, the effort was to repeal the health care bill, but there was no replacement, and they finally got it through the House. But it was Senator McCain who pointed out that there really was no alternative being presented, and he killed the effort to repeal it. And President Trump has had over 2 years in office to come up with his proposed plan and hasn't. So there is no alternative at all. And, in fact, I think people know that the Affordable Care Act has extended access. It's made progress, but it really isn't enough. But the worst thing we could do is what President Trump is proposing, repeal it. and you have nothing to replace it. That's a disaster.
Congressman Peter Welch, a Democrat of Vermont at large, the only one in office since 2007. Peter, congratulations on all your work. I see you're moving up in the great House of Representatives paradigm. And thank you for being with us. And when we come back the next time, let's talk a little Mueller, okay?
Sure.